Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Nathan Kress on Stardish Radio.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Ashley Argota from True Jackson VP, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, this is Katarina Graham from The Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is Tuesday, November 26, 2012. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and every other holiday that's out there to my listeners. It's been quite some time. I'm excited about today's guest. Nickelodeon star Victoria Justice is going to be stopping by in a couple seconds to talk about her performance for tomorrow's Rockefeller tree lighting ceremony, which is an incredible honor. And for someone her age to have accomplished so much, I'm sure it's a bit overwhelming. So we'll chat with her about that and a few of her other projects that she has going on, one of them being Giving Back Tuesday. And it's hashtag Giving Tuesday. And what it is it's a donation. And I'll give out the website information. You can go to victoriajustice.net for pretty much everything about it. And so we'll talk to her about that and what she's going to perform and what else is going on in the world of Victoria Justice. So hang on, and she'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Ashley Argota from True Jackson VP, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, this is Nathan Kress on Stardish Radio.
Hey, this is Katarina Graham from The Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Now, is it cold out? It's cold out. I have a cold. Depending on where you are anyway, it's cold out. And tomorrow night for the tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Plaza, just so if any of you are going to be there, it's going to be a chilly 28 degrees. So you better bundle up, wear your gloves and scarves, or you're going to end up sounding like this. And I don't think you really want to sound like this. So make sure you guys stay warm, drink your hot chocolates, hot toddies, or whatever it is you got to drink to make sure that you guys stay warm for the event. Bear with us. Victoria is in the middle of a press junket, so she'll be with us in just a few moments. Alrighty, everyone. The caller has arrived. Please welcome the beautiful Victoria Justice.
Hello?
Hi, is Victoria there?
Yeah, one second. We're trying to pick up the other line. Hang on.
Okay. Well, Victoria will be getting on the line in just a second. Live radio, you have to love it. I know, I do.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Yeah, I know, I had a guest on, Jill Larson. You never know who's going to stop by. You never know what's going to happen. Live radio is absolutely the best.
Do you want to go from that phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to dial you back from our other phone.
Okay. She'll be right back. They're calling back in from another phone. So, again, bear with us. Anybody that's listened to this show knows that we've had some quite great surprises at live radio. I interviewed Robin Strasser, and on my radio, we had gorgeous Nathan Fillion pop in for a chat. So when I interviewed Kelly Ripa, live or tape, absolutely live is always preferred.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joanne with Stardust Radio.
Hi.
This is what I'm talking about. Live radio is absolutely the best. You just never know what's going to happen. That's okay.
You never know. Sorry about that.
And I love it. That's okay. I'm just happy to have you here. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Listen, this is a thrill. This is an absolute thrill. I've watched you on your show because I have a teenage child that watches your show, so it's an honor for me as well.
Aww.
So you've got to be beyond thrilled about tomorrow's event. Let's get right into that. Tree lighting and rock and roll plaza.
Yes, this is my first time performing at the Tree Lighting at Rockefeller Center, and I mean, obviously it's such an honor and it's a dream come true, and the lineup is incredible. I mean, CeeLo's performing and Rod Stewart, who's a legend, and I even have like a band t-shirt with his face on it, so this is like very exciting for me. And
what
I don't know, I mean,
performing?
The holidays are my favorite time of the year, so this is, it's going to be incredible.
Well, it's a magical experience. If you've never been there for the lighting of the tree, the goosebumps you're going to get upon the fact that it's going to be 28 degrees outside is just going to magnify it. And it's an incredible, magical experience. And then to be surrounded by, as you said, the lineup that's there that you admire as an artist yourself and as a fan. So it's going to be incredible. It's right.
Yes, I'm super excited. And I get to have my mom here, too, in New York City with me. So she gets to experience it all. Right,
oh
by
my
side.
Gosh.
It's going to be very cool.
Yes, you can't ask for anything better than that, especially to have your mom there. You're from Hollywood, Florida, right? So
I am, yes. That's where I was born.
Well, I lived in Fort Lauderdale for a while, so yeah, not too far from there. So this is a definite
awesome
treat for a Floridian, yeah. So do you know what you're going to be performing?
I'm going to be doing a mashup of two of my favorite Christmas songs.
Okay.
I don't know if I should make it a surprise or not, but I guess I could tell you, right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay, well, I'm doing a mashup of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and Jingle Bell Rock, and I'm super excited about it. It's so much fun. There's like a horn section, and it's got like an old school feel to it. It's a good time.
Oh, great. Well, make sure you bundle up. Like I said, it's going to be 28 degrees tomorrow night, so it's definitely going to be a chilly
one. I know.
One.
I heard it's going to snow today, too, which is crazy
yes,
to me. I've only seen snow like three times in my life.
Oh, my God. Really? Yeah. No, you'll love it. Oh, God. I'm up in Buffalo, so I won't be there. But, yeah, it snowed here yesterday, too. So it's that'll just make it even nicer if there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, as
far as holidays, though, I need to jump into real quick before we lose our time. I was reading today about Giving Tuesday. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sorry
the
about
giving
back Tuesday?
And grow up. Yeah, give back and grow
oh,
up.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. I mean, I work with an organization called Girl Up that was started by the United Nations Foundation to give girls in developing countries more opportunities to be able to have a better education, because so many of these girls get pulled out of school at a young age to work at home, and they get married and have kids at such a young age, and I want them to be able to explore their full potential. Like, any girl should have that opportunity, because at the end of the day, I think we all have, you know, hopes and dreams like anyone. So, yeah, I would love, I'm trying to encourage people to give back on Giving Tuesday, and it's just, it's a really great cause. And I think at the end of the day, when you give back, it just really, it makes you feel good to know that you're trying to help out someone else and that you truly can make a difference. It's very empowering.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and you're what, just 19 years old? Well, you'd be 20, what, in February. And for someone your age to be able to have a voice so large to speak for so many girls that don't have a voice is pretty awesome. I mean, you have a great fan following, and girls just absolutely admire you. Girls and boys alike admire you, and I hope that you reach that goal, which I believe is, what, $20,000 to help the campaign. And then one of your songs will be released, The Girl Up, and its music video, I believe it is, on Girl Razor Challenge. Here's the paperwork I have. But VictoriaJustice.net, we'll have it all. So for anybody that's confused, go to VictoriaJustice.net, and we've got it all there. Christmas time. Favorite animated Christmas special? Okay. We were having some technical difficulties with Victoria, but okay, we got the gist of it. Watch her tomorrow night at the tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Plaza. She will not disappoint, guaranteed. Please go to VictoriaJustice.net for more information on the charity that she works with, Girl Razor Challenge. And her goal is to raise up to $20,000 to help the campaign, and it'll go from there. So we're looking forward to watch her performance tomorrow. Everyone, you have a great day. This is Joanne, and I'm gone. Just
hey,
like
this
voice.
Is Katarina Graham from the Vampire Diaries, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Hey, this is Nathan Kress on Star Dish Radio.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Ashley Argota from True Jackson, D.C., and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.